News release. Office of the Governor. Today, Gov. Gretchen Whitmer signed 16 bills that will expand reproductive freedom in Michigan, including a bill that allows pharmacists to directly prescribe and dispense contraceptives to patients. This package of bills ensures women can more easily access critical health care by lowering costs and cutting unnecessary red tape. These bills also bolster Governor Whitmer's commitment to advancing reproductive freedoms here in Michigan, giving more Michiganders the opportunity to control if, when, and how they choose to start their families. Today, I'm signing common sense bills to further protect everyone's fundamental freedom to make their own decisions about their own body, said Whitmer. These bills will save women time and money so they can access the birth control they need and cut unnecessary red tape that stands between people and their health care. Whether you're getting ready to start a family or figuring out which contraceptive option is best for you, I'll fight to make sure you have the freedom to make that choice. Together, let's keep fighting like hell to protect reproductive rights. House Bills 5435 and 5436, sponsored by State Rep. Stephanie A. Young, D. Detroit, and Kara Hope, D. Holt, expand contraceptive access in our state, giving thousands of Michiganders access to basic health care. The bills allow a pharmacist to directly prescribe birth control and require insurers to cover the contraceptives. Currently, Michigan is experiencing a shortage of obstetricians and gynecologists, OB, gyns, with one-third of Michigan's 83 counties having no OB, gyns at all. This shortage has negatively affected thousands of Michiganders, making it harder for them to access hormonal birth control. These bills increase access to safe, affordable birth control and recognize pharmacists as important members of a woman's healthcare team. Today, we are breaking down barriers to reproductive healthcare access in Michigan. This new law makes it easier for individuals, especially those in underserved communities, to take charge of their health and their futures, said Young. Access to contraceptives shouldn't depend on where you live or whether you can get a doctor's appointment. By expanding access, we are prioritizing equity, convenience, and the well-being of our residents. I'm grateful to my colleagues and advocates for helping us deliver meaningful change for Michiganders. Contraception should be easily and safely accessible, said Hope. Now that these bills have been signed into law, barriers like geography and healthcare shortages are no longer obstacles to receiving contraceptive healthcare in Michigan. These new laws will make a meaningful change in the lives of Michiganders. Pharmacist-provided hormonal contraception is a necessary factor in increasing accessibility, particularly in areas with limited access to healthcare services, said Eric Roth, executive director of MI Pharmacists Association. It enhances women's health by further empowering them to take control over reproductive decisions using safe and effective medications. This is critical toward improving health outcomes and reducing unnecessary healthcare spending. House Bill 5636, sponsored by State Rep. Lori Pohutsky, D. Livonia, supports maternal health outcomes in Michigan by defining and providing licensure of freestanding birth centers, which provide midwifery care, reproductive and sexual health care, and newborn and postpartum care. These centers are an important alternative to hospitals, ensuring people giving birth have affordable access to midwives during and after their pregnancies. Trained to advocate for their patients, evidence has shown that doulas and midwives can significantly reduce the risk of adverse maternal health outcomes, especially for women of color and diverse socioeconomic backgrounds. This bill will support maternal health outcomes in Michigan, ensuring expecting families have the resources they need to experience a safe and affirming birth. House Bill 5826, sponsored by State Rep. Mai Shong, D. Warren, will support Michigan's doulas by creating a doula scholarship program that will award one-time scholarships of up to $3,000. These scholarships will cover the cost of doula training for Michigan residents who show financial need. Doulas are essential to improving maternal health outcomes as they serve as advocates for expectant mothers during the labor and delivery process. House Bill 5956, sponsored by State Rep. Brenda Carter, D. Pontiac, will prohibit discrimination against a healthcare provider who is acting within the scope of that provider's license or certification. This bill further codifies Federal Affordable Care Act, ACA, provisions in state law, reinforcing protections for providers so that they can make the best decisions for their patients. House Bill 5166, sponsored by State Rep. Stephanie A. Young, D. Detroit, reinforces the state's commitment to reducing disparities in maternal and newborn health care by continuing support for the state's perinatal quality collaboratives, PQC. These collaboratives are networks of perinatal care providers and public health professionals, working to improve outcomes for women and babies through continuous quality improvement. House Bill 5172, sponsored by State Rep. Carol Glanville, D. Walker, will establish a program to designate perinatal facilities according to the level of care they offer. These standardized criteria will help women identify a facility that matches the risk level of their pregnancy, providing them with the information they need to choose a safe, supportive birthing environment. House Bills 5167 and 5168, sponsored by State Rep. Cynthia Neely, D. Flint, and Kimberly Edwards, D. East Point, will improve maternal health resources by requiring health insurance coverage of blood pressure monitors for pregnant and postpartum women. With this expanded coverage, more women can identify potential risks to their health and their pregnancy arising from elevated blood pressure, including preeclampsia and premature birth. House Bills 5169, 5170, and 5171, sponsored by State Rep. Rachel Hood, D. Grand Rapids, Brenda Carter, D. Pontiac, and Christian Grant, D. Grand Rapids, expand mental health services for postpartum individuals, supporting Michigan's mothers and their families. After pregnancy, about 85% of mothers experience some type of mood disturbance, and about 10 to 15% develop more significant symptoms of depression and anxiety. These bills will reduce barriers to accessing mental health services by requiring a health professional to offer a mental health screening at a follow-up appointment or well-child visit, as well as require coverage for a mental health screening. The bills also allow medical professionals to provide mental health resources to their patients, such as a referral. This change will support mothers as they adjust to their new normal, ensuring they have the tools and resources they need to thrive. House Bill 4728, sponsored by State Rep. Julie Rogers, D. Kalamazoo, will support families that rely on donor breast milk by making it easier for individuals to donate. The bill deletes the requirement that a regular breast milk donor must be tested every 3 months for HIV while maintaining initial screening requirements. Ongoing testing is not medically necessary for breast milk safety because the pasteurization process deactivates the HIV virus. Testing regularly to donate breast milk is costly and time-consuming, discouraging donors from continuing to donate. This change removes these added barriers in an effort to create stronger retention of breast milk donors, supporting families and newborns who rely on these donations. House Bill 5173, sponsored by State Rep. Kara Hope, D. Holt, will support new parents and guardians as they prepare or begin to take care of their newborns. Specifically, the bill requires hospitals to provide information on the health insurance enrollment process for newborns. The addition of a newborn to a health insurance plan is stressful and can be overlooked. This bill will take an added burden off of Michigan parents and ensure they don't lose out on necessary dollars as they get adjusted to life with a newborn. House Bill 5825, sponsored by State Rep. Julie Rogers, D. Kalamazoo, will reinforce Affordable Care Act, ACA, protections in Michigan by requiring health insurers to issue rebates to their customers if they fail to meet minimum spending requirements on patient care, a threshold known as medical loss ratio, MLR. House Bill 4224, sponsored by State Rep. Julie Rogers, D. Kalamazoo, repeals workforce requirements for the Healthy Michigan Plan, which a federal court ruled was unlawful in 2020.